This is New England Public Radio. With 8 committee hearings scheduled on one day, how can state lawmakers do their jobs? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Great to talk to you again. Legislators on Beacon Hill scheduled to vet more than 200 bills tomorrow. There are 8 joint committee hearings. 5 are scheduled for the exact same time. Senator Rebecca Rausch tweeted that she hasn't figured out how to be at 3 to 4 hearings simultaneously. Is this common?
Yes, it's absolutely common. And Senator Rausch, of course, she's a freshman lawmaker up here trying to figure this out. So this is her first go around through this process. But this is what happens when you have some 4,000 plus bills filed every session going to dozens of different committees who all have to have their hearings. And in past years, they've made a concerted effort through the rules and just through agreements with each other of the committee chairs. They try not to schedule committee hearings when either branch is in session, which means Tuesdays become incredibly busy days, and you know, you have people trying to be in many places at one time.
And everything gets worked out in the end.
It does all get worked out in the end. One of the things that typically happens, of course, you know, you can see some powerful testimony at some of these committee hearings, but a lot of it also gets written down and submitted to the committee that can be reviewed later. And that's one way that legislators can catch up, because, you know, they both sit on some of these committees, but also have bills of their own that they want to go testify for in front of other committees. So that's where the juggling act really comes in.
Last week, Governor Charlie Baker filed a supplemental spending bill that you described as policy-filled. While the bill would provide extra money for certain activities, it's a 17-page document with 23 outside policy sections. Matt, what are a few of those non-budgetary items the governor stuck in there?
Yeah, this bill was interesting. Just about $23, $24 million in new spending to shore up some accounts, but a lot of policy requests in this bill. Some new ones, including some changes. The governor is looking to make sure it looks like that people don't double dip when they're collecting workers' compensation, but also come around and qualify for retirement. He also, though, renewed a number of requests that he filed back in either January or February. The House took up this sub-budget in February that dropped a lot of the policy sections. And these include some interesting proposals, like making sure that farmers can grow hemp on agricultural preservation lands in Massachusetts. He's also looking to put some holidays back into what we remember as the grand bargain that was struck last session, trying to make sure that some of these holidays like Columbus Day, that time and a half is phased out for these holidays as well. So he's both filing some new proposals and also re-upping some ones that the legislature didn't have an appetite for the last time around.
And if the legislature continues to not have an appetite for them, he'll stick them in another?
He probably will. This is probably not the last supplemental budget that we'll see from the governor, but at least one more after this, I would think, where he could take another run at some of these policy measures if they don't get included in other bills moving in the legislature.
Senators have scheduled a distracted driving bill for debate later this week, and critics say even though this is the third time around for this bill, it still has some issues. What are the lingering concerns?
Yeah, this is a bill that's twice passed the Senate now in the past 2 sessions, and it's advanced in the House, but it's never gotten a full vote in the House. There's some indications that the House may be ready to take it up this session. The Speaker said he looked forward to taking up a distracted driving bill, so that is giving advocates optimism. And this would ban the handheld use of cell phones in cars, so you have to use the hands-free devices to make calls or even send texts or activate your GPS. But there have always been concerns about racial profiling. This bill does include some compromise language to require law enforcement to submit data to the state so that citations and motor vehicle stops can be tracked to make sure that there are not racial disparities. But there's a very finite number of emergency situations where you would be able to handle your phone in the car if you were driving, and there's some concern that this is not broad enough. So all this subject to debate. We're expecting it later this week on Thursday, but there are some rumblings that it could be delayed procedurally even further. So this is one thing we're watching.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and to others at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.